And so it begins. All right. Really look like shit today, Phil. So, not that that's different from any other day. Let me see. Hold on. I'm here. We have a number of problems here. We continue to have here with this board. I can't hear a motherfucking thing with this thing. That's okay. I'll live with it. I've lived with this shit long enough. Monday is a red letter day. Monday I will be talking to, getting some information. All right. Where the goddamn hell? This church is a blasphemous cult. People just don't change, man. People just don't change. What are you doing here, man? Oh. Okay. Love is a many splendored thing. And your thing dangles out there. Right. Is that your thing? Okay, so we got a problem here, so let's get rid of this. Jimmy Fallon, late night with Seth Meyers, and my girlfriend hates Jimmy Fallon. Hates Jimmy Fallon. Doesn't hate him, but hates the show. Just really hates the show. Hates him as an entertainer. Is that the way to put it? Can't stand his fucking show. And I've seen all of about 5 seconds of it. It's the same motherfucking show, man. All those shows are the same show now, aren't they? They're all the same fucking show. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I think Kimmel is definitely a cut above. Colbert is way fucking above anybody. Colbert is like... really the class of the group, in my opinion, in terms of is just how sharp the guy is. And I wouldn't necessarily say funny, but funnier, but I would say, you know, sharper, man. Smarter, you know. Is that it? With the exception of sports, you know, those guys, those eggheads. LAPD on heightened alert, you could say. Oh, Christ. Oh, there we go. Oh, that's LAPD on heightened alert. There's LAPD, heightened alert. I'm not making fun, really. I'm not. It's a, you know. What else is fucking new, man? I mean, if we're not used to this shit by now.
What is this? Is this tomorrow's ads?
All right, I think I got Wix. This motherfucker. Okay. I got DraftKings. And I got... Mid-placement Audible. Wait a minute, man. What is this, man? Hold on for a minute. What is this shit? All right, so I got Audible copy, Thanksgiving promo, DraftKings. Let me entertain you. Radio, DraftKings. braving the cold, man. Black Friday. You cheap motherfuckers. You cheap motherfuckers.
Hey, kitty, 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 kitty.
Hey, here's a kind of a, you know, I don't know, maybe people want to know, maybe they don't, but there's a kind of thing happening, and it's called Thanksgiving. So before you're parking your fucking ass out there in the middle of the high winds and that, you might want to go into the house and, you know, sort of have, well, if you don't want to celebrate Thanksgiving, I get it. Overnight rain, really? Didn't rain out here, man. No way, no way, no way. No way, no way. Looks like there's some fucking rain pissing down at the Fluton On Scene TV. Channel 4 took this rain stuff from On Scene TV. Here's our girlfriend now. Are you back, Stephanie? I think she had her baby. She wasn't in... Oh, no, she didn't have her baby. She wasn't in 2 days ago. She might have been feeling a little thick, you know. Might have been having some body thickness. Okay. Hope you're feeling better, babe. I hope you're feeling better, baby. I can tell you that right now. It's all right. Okay. Norwalk homicide investigation. Here's this shit. God damn it. Now, naturally, if you go over to... And again, Twitter is where I go to get all the latest news. If you go to Twitter, and here are the Chicago police... some of the most reviled motherfucking cops in America. Now, I know, folks, as I've made this comment before. Talk radio, as you all know, and if you don't know, then you should get on the stick and know it. Talk radio... Because of the actions of, for instance, dumb fuckers like Lou Dickey and that other, his brother, who were ousted at the end of September from Cubulus because their stewardship destroyed that company, essentially, or pretty much destroyed the company. Look, Putin, if you don't want serious consequences, you motherfucker, don't fly your goddamn jet over fucking Turkey. How about that? We didn't go over Turkey. We went over Syria. Well, all right. Now we're going to do that dance. We take your word for it? Anyway, talk radio was turned into a bastion of news talk, essentially, and opinion. No entertainment, no humor, no real stylized humor. I'm not talking about some dipshit like Sean Hannity making a joke every now and again. Because... frankly, Sean Hannity, nice guy, but he wouldn't know fucking funny if his fucking dick was being fed into a goddamn meat grinder and he was told to be funny or think of at least one knock-knock joke before, you know, the rest of them went in. He wouldn't be able to fucking do it. So that's what they did with the thing called talk radio, which some of us, not a lot of us, but some of us, and fewer as we kept getting our asses bounced out of there, attempted to enter into doing something else. Satirizing it, doing funny, whatever, you know. Now, as the result of that, all of the love and all of the promotion and all of the station identification and all of the this and all of the that and all of the something else was turned toward the news talk guys, right? Well, some people may say John and Ken because John laughs a lot, so they must be really funny. Well, no, they're not. But, hey, you know, they do fine in L.A. And for a news talk show, they do fine. But here's the thing that I'm trying to say. Because all of the other kind of talk radio was basically bounced out. And they kept going and down a further and further, ever narrowing hallway to the fucking ultimate, which was a dead end. The only audience left for talk radio were of conservative people politically. And so there's no audience there for liberal people. And hate to tell you, but a conservative radio audience wasn't enough to keep that dog shit alive. And you saw Rush Limbaugh get pushed off the fucking plantation over there at KFI and other places, etc., etc., and so on. Mark Levin is still very much in the fore. He's about as fucking stupid a motherfucker. I don't give a shit how many speeches he wrote. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how many speeches that motherfucker's written. That motherfucker is a simple-minded motherfucker when it comes to talk radio. And you know, anyway, so that's what they invested in, okay? It cost the Dickies their job. Who knows how many other cunts it's going to cost the job to. But as a result of that, the only listeners are conservative. So when I express a liberal opinion, because a lot of them followed me over here because they thought I was funny, when I express a liberal opinion, they get upset. Well, I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. See? To be honest with you, the only way for our podcast and our digital world to survive is for us to slowly but surely get rid of all those goddamn old women, whether they're men or women, and continue to bring on newer listeners from the digital world, and which is what we're doing. And I don't mean to say at the expense of my radio people, but I'm not going to listen to these, you know, motherfuckers bothering me about my political opinion, okay? It's just not going to happen. So if you don't like it, take a fucking hike. If you do, that's great. But I'm not going to sit here and tailor the message to people who followed me over from conservative radio thinking that, you know, that I'm just going to be funny and don't offend me with your opinion. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. I had enough of that shit when I was over there trying desperately to make a funny show work in the middle of all of that shit. You know, having said all that, all right. No, I'm not recording. Okay, here we go. Making of the Wiz, really? Ah, baby. What's up going on? What's going on, honey? Yeah? That blue box? Rage of frustrations reached boil. Rains of frustration would boil as Turkey shot down Russian jet. What? Oh, range of frustrations reached boil as Turkey shut down. Chicago protests mostly peaceful after video police shooting is released. Baby abandoned New York City nativity. What? Baby was abandoned in a New York City nativity scene.
Well, I don't know that that is... do you really think that that's the way to do it?
Yeah, what is that about, Phil?
Yes, tell us, Phil, what you think. I don't know. I don't think that that's a very good idea. Well, we have a baby that was abandoned in a nativity scene. Well, good morning, everyone. We have a baby that was abandoned in a nativity scene. And here it is.
Yes, this is the...
This is part of what the...
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Good morning, baby.
There's my kitty. There she is.
How you doing, sweetie? How you doing, baby?
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, sweetheart. Yeah. Got Thunder down here this morning. She's always standing by her master's orders. You know, she's there to kill mice. She does what she's supposed to do. Lay there, stretch out, stare at stuff, you know. See, look at her paw and then start to lick it and then lick the other side and then kind of look at shit and then go to sleep and then wake up. She's on her back right now, just like this, staring at crap. That is a cat's duty, and they must fulfill their... I will be fulfilling my destiny. Car plows into pizza restaurant in San Bernardino. That's great. Whit Johnson, this dude's name is Whit. Alleged wedding thief wanted. What? The hell is this shit? Fuck if I know.
Yes, Phil, good morning. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. Well, a baby Jesus was, this is not offensive to us, but don't overdo it. Now, the reporting of, so I read some of glitter beers because I had nothing to do today. You put the glitter beard on, and I will assault anyone who has on a glitter beard. I will manually assault anyone wearing a glitter beard. It goes right to the heart of your manhood. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, Phil, and I would never but grab the beard and pull the man into any washroom and begin stick his head under a thing.
You are countenancing...
No, I'm not. This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
Dr. Elcott, this is General Shaw.
Yes, sir?
You and I sound like long-lost cousins.
Well, it may very well be. Well, it may very well be.
Hey, man, where the fuck is Chodilia, bitch? Oh, there it is, you fucking whore! Oh, God, look at this woman. She's all... Look at this. This is where all of the... Wait. What the fuck happened to the... This is where all the food is going to be cooked up, see? Feeding the homeless in New York. Should have that. Gloria Stefan, Eric Greitens, Jake Wood, Daniel Boulud, Bowloud. What am I doing, man? Hey, that reminds me, I got to figure out when... Where are we at, man? Oh, wait, fuck, I'll do that later, man. Fuck. All right, So what I wanted to do is this. There we go. Now, what am I looking for? I'll tell you what I'm looking for. Now, here's what I'm looking for, see? If I find out, see, what the fuck are you, what is this? No, man, give me the goddamn search. God damn it. Beards, bitch. Beards. This is something that cannot be allowed. Thank you very much, Business Insider, for taking me directly to Glitterbeards. Thank you. No, it's a web page, you fucking whore. I don't want to save the web page. And no, I don't want to follow Fuckbrain here. Fuck it. Just have that thing. Well, man, I guess I can save the webpage. All right. We ready to go? No. No, I didn't think so. Look at this. Hi. I really look like shit. You guys are fucking hot. I'm telling you, you're hot. And this guy here. Ooh. Jesus. This is a trend among gay men is what this is. Is that what you're talking? Thank you. So any straight guy that does this, the joke's on you, motherfucker. This is strictly a gay thing. A gay thing. I repeat, a gay thing. All right. As You Like to Hear Them. Who is going to be on As You Like to Hear Them today? Ted Bell. Carl Cedilia. God damn, man.
Yes, Phil.
Testing, testing.
A gay thing. A gay thing. What's going on today? Come on, don't be shy. Tell me, what's up? All right. I know. Oh, Debbie Daly's going to feed the homeless. No, no, somebody's feeding the homeless. Debbie, what's going on?
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Phil. We're here in New York City, and we're going to be feeding the homeless today. And
today it's Lion's Line, man. Jesus, what a fucking show that was last night. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Well, that works way better, man. That's ridiculous.
Jesus. I eat my own guts.
Today we have a very exclusive interview with Donald Trump. That's right, Donald Trump. God damn, that's going to be fucking awesome. And, No. I'm not letting anybody in on anything, okay? We're not letting anybody in on anything. We already explained what's going on, and we will not explain.
So you're going to risk the lawsuit?
Wait. Not risking anything. Ted Bell, Carl Cedilia is looking at Donald Trump, and then Glitterbeards, and Baby Jesus, yes. That ought to be enough for today. Then we also need, of course, our sound effects, which are these. PL, right? Okay. Fuck off. All right. We have two mid-rolls. But you know something else? We have a goddamn turkey promotion today, don't we? We do. There it is. When does this bitch go off? This is Notes for Wednesday's podcast. And yet I have here in the folder three commercials. One is for Thanksgiving. So is Thanksgiving going today or is it not? That motherfucker should be going every goddamn fucking day. The Thanksgiving promo should be in this goddamn... So when we say here are the ads, put the goddamn Thanksgiving promo in there. All right, here we go. Fuck. All right. Here we go. I got home from yesterday, did a commercial read for a major sponsor. I did a audition as well. And in order to do that, I had to go all the way into West Hollywood at 4 o'clock in the motherfucking afternoon. Now, for normal human beings, real human beings, but because I live and I have a home and a studio and everything out at the fringes of the beaches, I'm out here on the sand dunes. I have to turn around. I got to go into L.A. at 4 o'clock in the goddamn bitch fucking afternoon for a fucking commercial read. I cannot tell you to the extent how my life was profoundly and completely changed by getting fucking married. Every fucking thing that you can possibly... My advice for any young man... Don't be a fucking schmuck and get married before you're 30. Any guy that gets married before he's 30, forgive me for saying this, you really got your brains in your fucking ass. Honest to Christ, you do. I don't give a shit how much you love her. God damn it, live with her, whatever. Don't fucking get married before the age of 30. Don't do it. And frankly, you can wait until your late 30s. You can still have your goddamn baby. Don't worry about that shit. Your biological fucking clock and all that shit. You want to ruin your fucking life because your biological clock is ticking? What is that supposed to mean? How's that work, man? Well, time for me to fuck my life up. Go ahead and have a baby, even though I'm not really ready for it. Go ahead and fuck up another life, which is the babies. Just, you know, thought I'd let you know. All right, here we go. And you say, well, Phil, didn't you get married after the age of 30? Yeah. And see what happened to me. So I'm not telling you wait until you're 40. All right, man. This is going to be a short show today, man. Sorry, it just is, you know. My fucking shit together and this stuff. Test, 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 test. Here we go, bitch. Wait a minute. You lied to me. Where you lied to me.